News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm joined today by Dr. Doug Welsh, the project coordinator for the Texas A&M Gardens and Greenway. Dr. Welsh, how are you today?
I'm doing just great.
Now, I understand we've got a four-phase program starting out, but this first phase is going to be quite a momentous build. What all is going on in the first phase of this Gardens and Greenway project?
You know, we're trying to build a teaching garden at Texas A&M University. The idea of creating an outdoor classroom, if you will. You know, botanic gardens and arboretum have been known to be around universities for a long time. There's over 200 of them in the nation that have arboretum botanic gardens of some kind. Very few of them actually have display and teaching gardens, probably 10 to 15. And so we're entering in that effort of trying to be, you know, a first-class university, create the outdoor environment for the students to enjoy is also a place to learn.
Now, how was the site selected? Has it always been available to be built as a Greenway project?
You know, in 1998, the Board of Regents, we worked with Board of Regents, and they designated the White Creek as a West Campus Greenway, sort of a no-build zone, if you will. And then along came four years ago, the agricultural complex, the Texas A&M AgriLife complex, three buildings were built. And now that creates sort of a backyard, if you will, of that ag complex and with the White Creek. And it's about 45 acres or so of green space. And, you know, out in the West Campus, we're sort of in the suburbs. So it's an opportunity to create something different than having just building after building and create an area for the students to enjoy.
And before we get into the detailed costs, is this first phase going to include?
Yeah, it is, it's focused on the teaching garden, and we'll have two or three other phases as we go through this. But the teaching garden is obviously the gardens themselves. So everything from a vegetable garden to a vineyard, fruit, orchard planting, as well as the landscape side of things, earth kinds, Texas Superstar, butterfly garden, bird garden, you know, those kinds of things. And then even into the cropping systems, you know, the soil and crop sciences, food and fiber, of looking at plant material to teach, you know, not only A&M students, but also K through 12. You know, the big dream by Dr. Hussey, whose vision this was, who's now the interim president, is, and his acting dean and Dr. Bill Dugas, their vision is to see yellow school buses lined up to come to this campus and experience Texas A&M and also experience and be exposed to the natural sciences. And this is the way that they have really visioned this thing, and that's the job that I'm trying to do to make sure that in fact happens with the good contributions of donors across the Aggie network, if you will.
You mentioned donors. I've seen Texas A&M has provided $1.5 million thus far. How is the rest of this project going to be funded?
It will be done primarily through individual donors. We will also pursue foundations and organizations that support natural sciences and horticulture and landscaping. And we'll go all at a bunch of different areas. I think it's exciting to have the university commit to the $1.5 million to get us started, to be able to restore the creek. The creek is degraded, as many creeks are within the community of College Station, Bryan, and for that matter, much of Texas. It's a stormwater management issue, and we're going to be able to manage that stormwater as well as create a backdrop for this whole Gardens and Greenway project, where we'll have a beautiful, perhaps not a babbling brook from Colorado, but certainly something aesthetically pleasing that people can enjoy water moving through the area.
Okay, and as this project begins to get underway, I've also seen that there were some seeds put out back in October. Could you tell me a little more about that, and then what the first steps of this project are going to be?
Yeah, you know, we were just wanted to do something to initiate the Gardens and Greenway project to say we've actually planted something. And so we planted wildflowers in the fall. And John Thomas from Wild Seed Farms came over with his planter, and we bought seed from him, a seed mix that had bluebonnets, Indian paintbrush, red phlox, and California poppies in it. And they all came up, except for the California poppies. Only a few came up, so obviously they don't like it here as much as they do in California. But we have a wonderful stand and have had for about the last 5 weeks of blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush and then the red phlox. And it's just been a... it's been a wonderful experience. It's certainly, that's when you plant wildflowers, is in October, and it's sort of delayed gratification, and then they come up in the spring and show themselves. And the students have enjoyed it. Every passerby has taken a double take. It's about a half acre right behind the AgriLife complex, and people can, if they get out in the next couple of weeks or so, they can probably get a take a look at them and get a picture or two, and it keeps them from having to take their picture on I-45 with traffic coming through. So this is a little bit better, perhaps.
This is a four-phase project, and phase one's the only one that's really been spelled out financially, so to speak. Could you give us a broad overview of the next phases, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, and I'll back up just a tad on the. Teaching garden complex in phase one, and not only the gardens, but we'll have a schoolhouse within this and a pavilion, and also greenhouse space, a rose garden, a barn, and you know, we hear some of those things like a barn. Well, we have to take care of this garden, you know, so we've got to have facilities to do that. So that's all within that phase one teaching garden. The second phase, so one of the exciting parts, all of the good old Aggies around this area can remember the Grove at Texas A&M University. And the Grove was the original outdoor venue on campus. In fact, I had one of my audience the other day spoke and mentioned that Bear Bryant was actually introduced to Texas A&M at the Grove. And so it has a long history of entertainment, watching films, performances, yell practices for the out-of-town games were always held at the Grove. And it's gone by the wayside in the late 80s and 90s. It went by the wayside, and there's remnants of it, but nothing particularly exciting, and certainly not functional. So what we're going to do is create an amphitheater. It's the Grove in likeness, so to speak, of the Grove, and build an amphitheater that will seat about 500 in the bowl area, and then go into a lawn amphitheater that would carry another 500 or so. So the vision would be to have Lyle Lovett with a guitar in front of 1,000 of his favorite Aggies, and have that opportunity. And that's in phase two. Phase three, we look to sort of the main entrance to the gardens, the boulevard gardens, a courtyard area, and then one of the things I'm trying to work myself out of a job, I'm not trying to create a job, is we'll have an endowed directorship. We want to have the best director of a public garden that we can find and bring them in and have them take care of this a wonderful teaching garden and public space for us. And whether that's an Aggie or whether that's from a person from Longwood Gardens in Philadelphia, we want to have the best, and so we want to have that kind of endowment to bring them here. And then phase four, we look at a Howdy station, which is sort of the major entrance where the school buses would come. We'll look at a Feed the World Plaza, which is to commemorate the breeders and innovators at Texas A&M, people like Norman Borlaug and Leonard Pike and those kind of people. Sort of an outdoor living area as well for the students that are in this building complex. We have some wonderful spaces, but there's no chairs for them to sit down, and there's no reason to sit there and enjoy the outdoors. And then finally is sort of what we're calling a coffee station. It's on the south end of the property, towards the Bush property, and there's about 150,000 people that go to Bush Library, and they about a third of them come up John Kimbrough, turn left, and leave campus. And we want to capture them right there and bring them in and let them experience another half day of tourism, if you will, here in the Bryan College Station area.
And what's a website people can go to learn more about the project and also donations and giving?
They can go to, the website is tx.ag/ Gardens. So TexAg/gardens. They can also Google it up on just anywhere and Texas A&M Gardens in Greenway. And yes, we do have a clickable button to give. You know, all the donations that we're doing, we're trying to build this garden in a sustainable way. It is easy to build a garden. The long-term maintenance will kill you, and we've seen that happen on this campus a few times now. So we will raise dollar for dollar. For every dollar we raise for construction, we'll raise a dollar for endowment to generate that long-term sustainable finances that are needed to manage a high-quality teaching garden and teaching environment for the students at A&M.
It's interesting that you bring that up. I know locally a lot of gardeners feel like a green thumb once everything goes in and a brown thumb a few months later. Besides money, because I know that is an issue that you sort of covered, what challenges face any sort of garden project, especially on this scale, 44, 45 acres?
Yeah. Well, first of all, our biggest challenge is that we're in Bryan College Station. You know, I mean, we have Lufkin clay concrete soil and sodium-laden water, and they've often said that if we can grow it here, we can grow it anywhere in the world. And so horticulturally, we're challenged. But we're going to make it happen, and obviously, we have some beautiful gardens in this area, and it takes a certain type of plant materials, lots of soil preparation, a little bit of knowledge, and we can do that. But it's going to take a long-term, commitment from an expertise. You know, mowing, blowing, and going is not what we're going to do in this 45 acres. We're going to need some horticultural expertise. We're going to have some natural sciences expertise. We're going to have tall grass prairies and wildflowers, and that takes some expertise and know-how to do those things, and that's why we can fortunately call upon our faculty here at A&M as well as the industry. And then just like John Thomas came to plant the wildflowers for us, we've got a lot of folks around the state of Texas that we'll lean on for their expertise in making this place really a showcase.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Garden and Greenway project?
Well, I would encourage people to go visit the website. We have a wonderful video there. It's an animated video. It's just introduction to the Gardens and Greenway project. And, you know, like radio, the mind's eye is so powerful as we paint pictures on the radio. What we've done in this animation is to, instead of photographs, used animation. And the Texas A&M Foundation staff and a marketing staff to put it together, and I think it's certainly worth seeing. And my daughter is a sophomore here at Texas A&M. She saw the video and immediately asked, where can I give $25? And the other thing she said that is probably more important to me is she said, isn't this exciting that I'll be able to say that I was at Texas A&M when all the things started with the Gardens and Greenway project?
And I agree that theater is very much the theater. Radio is the theater of the mind. If you shut your eyes right now and inhale deeply, what do you imagine smelling in the future garden?
You know, and that's the aroma which takes the mind. You know, my mind goes to the rose garden.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We'll have a rose garden, and it will be a Texas tough roses. And then you can stroll on through the teaching garden where you see dozens of children and dozens of students all teaching and learning together the natural sciences. And then, of course, on a Aggie football game weekend, you'll smell all the tailgating aromas, and there are going to be thousands and thousands of Aggies and, for that matter, SEC fans walking through the garden on a weekly basis.
Okay, I want to thank you for your time. We've been speaking with Dr. Doug Welsh, the project coordinator for the Texas A&M Gardens and Greenway Project. Thank you for your time, Dr. Welsh.
You're welcome, Patrick. Thank you.